folks, and welcome to another episode of The Good
Game
Guys.
It's got your hosts, TKO,
Dr. Captain.
I'm Dig.
Daphne.
Come on, Kramer.
And Kramer.
Yeah, I was like, hey, aren't you going to introduce me?
Wait. Who's at the door?
Hey, guys. Whoa. Oh,
sorry.
What up, Gamer Kramer?
Hey, how's it going? You know what? I wish that there was some way that we could, like, on the chat, show that really awesome gif of Kramer, like, walking into the apartment with a board game and just kicking everything off a table and putting it down. Like, hey, guys, let's talk about games.
Maybe we have to put that one up on the Facebook page, I guess.
We totally need to put that up on the Facebook page because it's, like, it's gaming-related, right?
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, a board game, I guess.
Okay, right.
Yeah, that works.
So speaking of gaming, so guys, what kind of shenaniganry did you guys get into over this past week?
I think you and I will go last on this one.
Yeah, we'll go last.
All right, well, I guess I'll start. I ran into Patient Zero last night at CVS, so I'm fasting from home here. But I, earlier in the week, I'm not sure if it was this week or last week. I guess it was last week because it was midweek, right? Yeah. The Wolf Among Us went on sale. So I had to grab it, even though it's not finished. I've been telling people, you know, since I've been doing this show, like, I don't like grabbing unfinished products, blurdy blur. And it was, you know, 40% off or whatever for Midweek Madness. And I'm like, all right, screw it. I'll get it.
Huh.
It was the pole dancing that put you over the edge, wasn't it?
It really was. Like, the buzz going around about that is that people have found ways to play animations when they're not really called for in the game. So you could be having a serious conversation with some dude in the game, and then all of a sudden Bigby's doing a pole dance.
What?
Yeah.
Okay.
Kramer here showed you that one.
Yeah, maybe we should put that on the Facebook page, too. It is just so great.
I don't know if I can handle Bigby doing a pole dance.
It's pretty funny.
You can. It's hilarious.
I'm just saying.
I know what you're saying, and don't worry about it. You'll be laughing too hard to notice that you feel some strange attraction.
And, you know, Cherry Pie is playing in the background.
Okay. No.
Dollar bills, Band-Aids, and G-strings.
And you know, Bigsby's going, you know, why doesn't Daddy love me?
It's because you ate him, sucker.
I'm putting myself through law school. It's this and being a sheriff.
And he's a single mom.
What a pet pig.
All right, what else have you been playing, Dig?
That is pretty much it. I am still waiting for episode 3 of The Walking Dead. They did post the achievements, but it's going to be until, like, May 6th when they finally release it.
Hmm. Okay.
So that is all I've been up to. I'm still starved for games on the PS4.
Oh yeah.
Well, I mentioned a few games. Are any of the games that I mentioned to you the other day something you're looking forward to?
I am interested in taking a look at Killzone, but I haven't followed any of the series previously, so I feel like I'm doing myself a disadvantage by not looking at the, you know, the entry titles first to see where it's gone. Yeah.
Some of the originals were good. I'm not a huge fan of what happened, what came after, so, but yeah.
You ever think of just doing the YouTube Cliff Notes version and then just hopping onto the PS4 game?
Well, yeah, that's exactly what I was planning on doing, because I'm not made of money and I'm not about to go and buy a bunch of, you know, 5, 6, 7-year-old games.
Right, yeah. Right. But if you were ever interested, you could get the HD collection, the HD remaster of 1, plus 2 and 3, and, you know.
Well, yeah,
it's a whole package together. Yeah,
okay.
Fair enough.
They did that with the Resistance as well.
Yeah. And then they just shut down the servers for Resistance.
Oh, did they?
Yeah.
Of all the shooters I've ever played, Resistance is the one that got me the best. That made me scream like a little girl.
Resistance was good.
Like, okay, me and my friend, we were like in this building, and we were like in this firefight. We're shooting the little alien thing, just lighting them up. What a little bastards. Went around the side of the building. Turned, because I kind of caught him out of the corner of my eye. I turned and looked. Sucker threw one of those shrapnel grenades into
spiky
the building.
Grenades.
Yeah. I turned around and looked. It's like slow motion.
Hedgehog. That's what it was called.
Yes. And you just hear me and him both screaming. I can be like, ah! But no, it was straight up clever girl. That was a we got Jurassic Park. That's all I can say right there. We got Jurassic
you know,
Park.
Like my two favorite multiplayer games. Well, not two, but two of them would be like the Killzone, or excuse me, not Killzone. The God, we just said it. Ah,
Resistance.
Resistance. Thank you, God. Don't you hate it when that happens?
To be honest, was there really that big a difference between
no,
the two?
More. Resistance and
yes.
And Warhawk. I love me some Warhawk Online.
Did you play Starhawk?
I have Starhawk. I just haven't cracked into it. It's one of those back catalog games.
Oh, let me know. I will fly with you, dog.
Oh, yeah, but Warhawk, man, and then the expansions just made it better and better and better. You got the jetpacks and stuff. I loved, you know, jetpacking up into a crazy spot way up on the map and just sniping people all day long.
Titanfall.
Is not on PS3.
I know, right? Fail. It's like an epic. No, that's not. No, that's a medieval.
Yeah.
No, not a medieval fail. It's more than an epic fail. It's biblical. It's a biblical fail.
Yeah.
So what
well,
have the rest of you been
that's
doing?
That's appropriate during the Holy Week.
Hey, you know what, Stephanie? What have you been up to as far as gaming this week?
Well, if we're going to talk about biblical fails here, unfortunately, this week I have nothing. I have been so busy working that I have been craving some games. Like, my game that I've been craving is, I don't know exactly yet, but I just blowing up and just blowing up some zombie brains is all I want to do.
I love this girl.
I really do. And it's so funny because I'm a really peaceful person. I promise you, I'm all about, like, the Peace Corps and helping everybody, but there's something about blowing up some zombie brains sometimes.
Wait, Stephanie, hold on. Hold on. Blowing up zombie brains is helpful. You are helping maintain the peace by killing zombies.
I agree. In that world, it is. And, you know, I'm a peaceful person, and therefore that's what I'm doing. But honestly, I have been so out of the loop, and I'm so frustrated, and I cannot even tell you how – this is getting weird – but how badly I really want to blow up some zombie brains.
All right, girl. Hey, after we get off, crack open your PS3, and we'll do some Resident Evil.
Oh, man.
Okay.
Oh, I haven't been a huge fan of Resident Evil, actually.
How do you
I know. Don't hate me. Don't
Boo
hate
that girl.
Me. I don't know what it is. Something about Resident Evil always... I think it's because the very beginning games were always so difficult to kind of understand and play that I never got into it fully. So I never really got fully into the Resident Evil stuff. I was just a huge fan of just zombie mode, you know, like Call of Duty stuff. Like,
I'm
legit,
sorry.
Like,
zombie Nazis scare the hell out of me.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
That would scare most people, I guess. But what was it you guys were talking about? Which is the game that you guys were talking about with I won't go into it fully.
Dead Rising?
There we go.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I need to get on. Who's been playing Death Rising?
I've been playing Dead Rising. You know, I started up Dead Rising 3 on my Xbox One, and, you know, I love me some Dead Rising. I've been playing Dead Rising since before the first game came. Before the Xbox 360 came out, I was playing Dead Rising like at events and whatnot where they were showing off betas for it. So, you know, I've been with the series for a long time. And Dead Rising 3, it's a lot of fun. They've added a lot of crazy new stuff to it. And actually, surprisingly enough, like, they've even added Kinect stuff. Like, you can get zombies to come in your direction by yelling, "Hey, over here," and getting their attention. Or
I would not want a zombie to come in my direction.
Well, that's the thing. If you're setting up a trap...
Yeah, like, what if you got, like, some really gnarly trap set up?
Yeah. It works for traps. Or if you're fighting against the psychopaths...
Even if you're using that flamethrower...
Then that's you coming on the zombies instead of them coming at you.
Oh, that flamethrower.
Now, if you're fighting a psychopath, you can feed on their insecurities, like calling them names or something, and make them freak out and lose their focus, and you know, it makes them easier to fight. And like, I'm not talking about calling them names in game. I'm talking about actually yelling stuff at the Kinect, like, "You're ugly, you're fat, you're stupid," and then, you know, they'll get all flustered and stuff during the fight.
Oh, they have emotions too.
Oh my God, we're fighting Commander Data's.
Wait, so the zombies actually feel self-conscious when you tell them you're fat?
Oh, psychopaths are the humans that have gone crazy.
Oh, okay, the psychopaths. Okay.
Right. Oh. And, man, like, the death counts are so much bigger than the last few games because they have so many more zombies. Like, I've created a weapon that's a giant scythe that's on fire that when I use the secondary attack on it, I spin around and it flings off incendiary grenades. Using that weapon on a crowded street, I got a kill streak of over 500 kills.
We're going to have to take you into custody because you're not supposed to have weapons of mass destruction.
So, yeah, I've been having...
You don't appreciate this man doing an impersonation.
We're going to have to sanction him.
So anyway, I've been enjoying Dead Rising 3. It's a little twitchy because, you know, it was a launch title and it was rushed a little bit. So, like, texture streaming is kind of an issue at times, but not even texture streaming, environmental streaming. Like, I've been running and suddenly my character stops and I'm like, why am I running in place? And then suddenly a wall just appears in front of me and I'm like, oh.
Boink. Magic.
Yeah. But anyway, I'm having fun with the game. It's the first Xbox One game that I actually bought for the system, so you know I'm getting my money's worth there. I've also been playing a little bit more of Arkham Origins. I fought Deathstroke, which was really awesome. You know, a lot of people said that the boss fight was like the most irritating boss fight in the game, but once you actually understand what you're supposed to be doing, it's actually a really cool boss fight. Except talking about how glitchy the game was before. He actually disappeared mid-boss fight the first time I was fighting him. Just, like, vanished. And I was like, wait, what's going on? I can still hear the Star Trek fight music. Dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun. And it's like, what is he? Is he invisible? I'm, like, throwing punches at just mid-air. I'm like, you know, did he Terry McGinnis with, like, the future bat suit or something? You know, he's invisible. And no, I had to reload the fight.
Yeah. Hmm.
Well, at least
you have Xbox One, though. Have you tried the game Days yet?
No, I have not.
I hear.
Can you describe it a little bit?
Well, right now I was looking it up on Steam. It's early access game right now, but it's for Xbox One. It's already been out. But it has to do. It's kind of similar to The Last of Us. But apparently, it's actually each individual day you are going through the process, and you actually can team up with other people online, and each one of them has a kind of like a role that they play. So someone, their role is to be the doctor. Their role is to be this. You know what
and
I mean?
Like that, you've got me.
Yeah, it's pretty sweet. I mean, it's definitely out there. Unfortunately, I don't have an Xbox One, so I haven't been able to try it. But
I'm fairly certain it isn't out on Xbox One yet. It's early access on Steam.
It is.
They wouldn't have early access.
It is. My buddy actually plays it. So, yeah.
Okay.
Is he working on the game or something?
I think we're going to need to just fact check that one a little bit.
I mean, you guys could check it for me, but if I remember right, I mean, he's been a little bit obsessed with this game. So unless he's gotten some sort of, like, beta versions of it, I don't know. But it looks pretty sweet. So I'm just throwing that out there. But anyways, continue. On with your talk.
On with your talk.
Well, you know, why don't I pass it on to the next person, because I said the two games I've been
playing.
Well,
yeah, since TKO and I decided to be last on this one. TKO and I went over to the Buffalo Wild Wings here in...
Wait, it was Lake Forest. Lake Forest, Buffalo Wild Wings for BarCraft.
For all you Californians out there.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, we went over to Lake Forest to attend this event that was going on there called BarCraft.
BarCraft 2.
The Revenge.
Seriously.
Electric Boogaloo. Damn it, I missed that opportunity.
They have the European and the North American championships.
But essentially BarCraft was like going to the Buffalo Wild Wings to kind of hang out and check out the championships of StarCraft II, which, yeah, as TKO was saying, they were basically having like the European and the American finals.
Which was kind of, you know, what was funny? All the participants were Korean.
Dude, they're on a league of their own.
What? I'm watching like the North American StarCraft finals, and it's two Korean dudes. I'm like, and they can't even speak English. I'm like, what?
Dude, I remember you sitting there just going like, I could kick these guys' ass.
I didn't say that. I will never say that I can take a Korean in StarCraft. Now, a Korean want to try to mess with me in some Command and Conquer, I will gladly go America up on that ass. Okay, I'll gladly show them what's up.
South Korea, the gauntlet has been thrown.
If you all want some Kane's Wrath, y'all know where to find me.
But anyway, yeah, the experience there was pretty cool. So we got to go basically check it out. They had, like, some raffle stuff. I think, TKO, didn't you win a shirt or something?
Yeah, I won a girl-size shirt, which I gave to Alex.
Oh, that's sweet. And, right, they also had, like, some alpha or, like, five little laptops there for, like, the alpha of their Blizzard's new MOBA they wanted to make it. to release, I believe, Heroes of the Storm. And I got a chance to try that. And it was, it's interesting. Like, because I guess I'm the resident MOBA player since everyone else here seems to hate them.
I don't hate them. I just despise them.
I don't just like them. I just don't have a lot of time to invest in them.
I mean, I guess.
Well, I mean, and I don't mean that in a bad way. I mean that, you know, like, I will play them and enjoy them while I'm playing them. It's just I don't have the time to, you know, ignore every other game in existence so that I could play them exclusively.
I hate them like fat children hate vegetables.
I guess that's fair
enough.
So, with that said, as a MOBA in itself, it's interesting because they want to try and take things a little differently. Like, you know how most MOBAs, you have, like, your minions kind of go through the lane, and you kind of, your objective is to try and kill them so you can get gold to later buy items to make your character more efficient in his role? Not so much in this one. In this one, instead, it's more of everybody shares the same amount of XP, so it's not like one person could be carrying the game, like, be straight up level 20, or, sorry, level 18 for us LOL fans out there. Sorry, Dota. I just don't care.
Well, no. How it was that game was explained to me is.
Sorry. Real quick, just get back on track here. But the other thing that it does, it's not like anybody could be like one person could be level 18. It's everybody is level 10 at the same time.
Okay. To shorten it, League of Legends, from what I was told, it encourages you to hate on your other teammates and hoard and be greedy. This game it seems to encourage more of team play and teamwork. And not as much greed, but cooperation.
See, I don't really accept that as a viable thing, because League of Legends still encourages that, because you'll just lose if you try to be greedy.
Yeah, but I heard you and Tyler and other roommates raging over this game because people are just being retarded.
Well, that's just because we have bad teammates. That's in every single co-op game.
Well, no, and the reasons why are usually involving one person either out playing outside of their role or being greedy with all the kills or whatnot.
See, I don't mind too much if it comes down to someone being greedy with the kills. I mean, as long as I can maybe get the assist, I mean, then I don't care then.
Well, in this game, if experience is shared, even if you happen to have one, you know, Rambo going out there just murking fools, it's helping the entire team.
Sure, and you know what? That's why I'm willing to say, just a bit of a quick summary, I don't outright hate Heroes of the Storm. I think it has potential. There's actually some potential and some growth inside the game itself. Like, one of the immediate things I took issue with was kind of, okay, so in League, Dota, or maybe even Dawnguard, for those obscure MOBA players out there, you have the chance to actually have a team composition. Like, you're in a lobby with four other people, and you all can have about, like, 60 seconds to discuss, okay, who's going to do what? I'm going to jungle, I'm going to carry, I'm going to tank, be the mage, and all that stuff.
Okay.
In Heroes of the Storm, you don't really get that. You just outright pick the character, and you just wait for it to put you in a team of already picked people that most likely have not the same character, because that's not possible, but more just like people that fill in the same role. And that's one of the things I wound up experiencing when I played it. Yeah.
So you probably will have a lobby, be able to talk to your friends, because in order to go pro, they're not going to expect you to just be thrown into a team. You're going to have the ability to select your team.
Yeah.
I mean, the way that I've really heard it described is that a lot, if not most, MOBAs are, like, really inaccessible in Byzantine just for the sake of F you, that's why. Whereas Heroes of the Storm is being designed to be more accessible, more mainstream. It's supposed to be a MOGA game for people that hate them.
So what you're saying is it's the filthy casual version of League of Legends.
I guess that's a...
Which could be seen as a much more positive thing. Because if you're the kind of person that'll play a couple of rounds a week as opposed to a couple of rounds an hour, that might be more entertaining to you.
Sure.
I see.
And I'm not going to lie, the game was entertaining. I actually had fun. Shocker, right?
What?
You're easily entertained, though.
He tripping.
Shiny red ball.
Then again, one of the Blizzard representatives was kind of standing there, so I think I may have been, you know, forced at gunpoint to have fun.
Nuclear launch detected.
I kid.
Gunpoint my eye. He's one of the community guys.
No, actually, that guy worked for Blizzard.
Yeah, no, we actually
went to their community guys. Yeah,
one of the community representatives at Blizzard. He was a pretty cool dude, and hopefully we'll be able to chat with him again. Who knows? Maybe he's listening now.
Well, yeah, because they said that Blizzard was looking to expand their operations in the area, and like, you know.
But so. Let's save that talk for another time.
You know what? Yeah, well, yeah, yeah. We'll save that for another time.
Yeah, and, but yeah, aside from that, like I said, I got to play Heroes of the Storm, and we got to witness some of the most craziest plays in StarCraft out there. I think TKO could put it better because I was just sitting there just watching, just kind of dumbfounded a little bit, like I was watching a sport I wasn't too familiar with.
It's just rage. And if Seawall, I mean, hey.
Seawall's not here.
Seawall, god dang it. Spaniard!
Yes?
Does the term Psystorm mean anything to you?
One more time?
Psystorm.
Side or size?
Psy.
Psystorm. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. That's a Eldar stuff, right?
No!
I'm joking with you because of the origin of StarCraft and Warcraft.
I was sitting there raging, just raging over this. It came down to, like, okay, the first tournament, the one in the European, came down, it was between a Terran and a Protoss. And I think it went, like, five or six matches. Mm-hmm. And most of the time it was coming down to Psystorm, so I was kind of raging out over that. And now, the second... The North American Championship was a Zerg versus Protoss, and the Zerg was just pulling some amazing plays that were like, what? Like, he was making things work that I didn't think it was possible. Like, Corruptor Mutalisk. He made that work against a Protoss who was making Phoenixes and Stalkers. And
you said what? Zerg. Don't you mean Tyranids?
No. Terran lost.
This guy's just trolling you right now, dude.
I know. I'm messing with you.
He's under the bridge trying to stop me from going to my destination.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah, speaking of that, because of that, I ended up myself getting back and playing some StarCraft again. And, well, I played a little bit of Star Trek Online, but also I found something to fill the void, the hole that was DC Universe Online.
Oh?
Champions Online.
Oh, yeah, huh, that's a thing.
Yes.
Isn't that the same thing?
Wait, Champions, was that like the Champions of Norath, like all of those?
No.
No.
But
it's like
a made up comic book world, and you make a superhero, and you go around and fight
do
evil
superhero things,
do superhero-y things and stuff.
Hmm.
But like the
bad stuff.
But yeah, the character creation is like far more in depth than DC Universe Online. Also, you get to have like vehicles, so you can make a Batman and fly around in a Batwing. And it has a free-to-play model that Star Trek and other crypto games have, so even if you don't spend a single dime, you will have access to everything in that game, except for, say, the veteran rewards. Other than that, you'll have access to everything. And just like other crypto games, all DLCs are free, so you can always
Yeah,
you can play the whole game.
You know, I may have to look into that. So with that said, we're going to go ahead and take ourselves a bit of a quick break. So, we will be right back after these words.
Hi, I'm Charles D. Watkins of HavanaWatches.com. HavanaWatches.com provides the highest quality for a great price. HavanaWatches.com offers a range of models, including chronographs, mechanical, silicone plastic, and in tungsten steel. HavanaWatches.com provides stylish features. Our top-to-bottom one-year warranty is one of the best in the industry. All of our models come to you in our custom-designed wooden gift boxes. We have both Swiss and internationally designed models. HavanaWatches.com has been creating high-quality watches since 2004. Our executive staff has over 18 years of watch experience. I myself was the past president of Whitnor Watches International. We are American-owned and operated. Our goal is to provide you with a watch you are proud to wear. We want to be your preferred watch brand in the United States. See our styles at HavanaWatches.com. Find watches exclusively for you.
Welcome back.
And we're back.
That's the meaning of life. Oh, crap. Were we off?
No.
They lost that.
I'm sorry.
That was really important. I mean, I'm really glad I'm going to use that for the rest of my life.
We don't have time to go over it again, so why don't we just move on?
That's true. We should just move on.
Sorry, people.
Anyway, so I guess we should move on. So, you know what? I think it's that time.
I like what my news like I like my coffee. In the butt.
Yep, that still sounds just as funny over Skype. Revolution Software is now offering Broken Sword 5, The Serpent's Curse, Episode 2 for Windows, OS X, and Linux. This concludes the two-part release of the newest installment in the Broken Sword series of adventure games. The game was originally priced at $24.99 at your favorite retailer or e-tailer, and Episode 2 is considered a free update, so that's cool. I, along with many others, have received an email from Gearbox warning us to change our passwords for the Shift service due to the Heartbleed bug. Quoted from the email, "While it doesn't appear that any user passwords were compromised, we nonetheless recommend that all community members reset their Shift account passwords as a precautionary measure. So if you play Borderlands 2 and use their reward system, change your password. Duh." The Battlefield 4 Naval Strike DLC has been released, according to the Battlefield blog. Celebrating their release, they have launched an ultra-quality trailer at Battlefield.com. The DLC includes 4 new naval-focused maps, a new hovercraft vehicle, 5 new weapons, and a carrier assault mode, which looks like it starts with a fast-paced conquest mode followed by a Titan assault from Battlefield 2142. The game ends when the last DEMCOM is destroyed on the carrier, and it's kind of disappointing that you don't need to escape the sinking carrier because the round just ends.
Oh.
So that's kind of sad. Like,
yeah.
That's the one good thing that 2142 had was the ability to jump ship at the end of it, you know? Like, not the ability to,
cool.
But that you had to.
Like Titanfall, when you lose, it's kind of an interesting new aspect of the game.
Right. Let's see here. A new entry into the Robert Space Industries Letter from the Chairman series announces that Star Citizen has once again hit a new milestone, $42 million in crowdfunding. With each additional milestone, they offer more and more perks and claim more and more things are being added to the game. I'm beginning to wonder if this hype train will ever cease so they can just finish the game already.
Seriously!
Ghost Recon Phantoms has launched for Windows PCs, offering a free-to-play shooter set in the threat-filled world of the late thriller author. The game is available through the Ghost Recon Phantoms website as well as through Steam, and they say the worldwide launch is being supported by new servers in Asia, Australia, and South America to complement those already covering Europe and North America. CCP Games announces that they have halted development of World of Darkness, the MMORPG based on the tabletop RPG of the same name. The announcement reinforces the idea that the project will not be resumed and includes word that 56 people in their Atlanta studio have lost their jobs.
Oh.
And that the remaining staff will focus on games in the EVE universe. You can check out the CEO's statement at ccpgames.com under the Public Relations tab. But yeah, it's basically apologetic drivel.
My soul hurts so damn much.
We didn't want to have to do this. We didn't want to have to disappoint so many people, but we did anyway because we're like that.
I'm disappointed.
Well, you still have Secret World.
No, he'll always have his Animal Crossing.
Wow.
Okay.
Wow.
Guess we want to go there.
I went there and got souvenirs.
With the Star Citizen thing, and you're saying, like, you know, oh my god, people keep giving them money, and that keeps fueling the hype train. I could just imagine, like, 2 years from now, they're getting ready to release the game, and then they go, oh, somebody gave us a dollar, we gotta go back to, you know, adding more stuff.
Right? Like, oh, we hit the $45 million mark, now we have to start all over and use the Snowdrop engine.
Like, wait a minute, we made as much money if we released the game and it made sales, so why release the game?
Yeah, there's no guarantee, right? Crowdsourcing is crowdsourcing.
Yeah.
So you know they
what?
Can just walk away with it.
I think the game has to be canceled now, you know what?
It's a scam!
Oh, no, stop it. They've been one of the better Kickstarter projects as far as keeping in touch with the community and constant updates and actual content releases. So, you know, they get credit for that.
I still want to know, how is this game going to have longevity when they're saying you buy the game once and it's going to continuously be upgraded? Continuously. They're always going to be continuously to expand the universe, expand the galaxy, expand the explorable sectors. But if it's not like a subscription or even a free-to-play microtransaction game, how are they going to afford to keep doing that? And then you guys mentioned $45 million, people,
you know,
just
what?
Throwing money at them. Okay, got
you. You know what? You bring
right.
up a good question, and I think this could lead up into a future show in itself. Why don't we see if we can get them on the show?
You know what? Why not?
We can try.
Yeah.
We could attempt.
But since
please
this
explain
is...
this.
Since this is a news segment, I do have some good old-fashioned media fear-mongering to do with you guys.
Let's do this!
Uh-oh.
This is not entirely gaming related, but bear with me because it is important, okay?
Okay. No,
Reddit
curious.
Co-founder Alexis Ohanian has told Joe Rogan of the Joe Rogan Effect. Cable companies are about to fuck up the internet. The background of this is that a federal appeals court back in January struck down the net neutrality rule as unconstitutional and unenforceable. The rule prohibited broadband internet providers from blocking or playing favorites for online services. The FCC claims to lack the authority to enforce the net neutrality rule. As quoted from Ohanian, we're now in a position where cable companies, because they're basically oligopolies, right? There's only a handful of them. They want to break net neutrality. They don't want the internet to be flat. They want it to look like your cable. They want you to have a basic package, right? So and this is where you can get, like, Bing search engine for free because they made a deal with Microsoft. But if you want Google, it's an extra $10 a month. It's a really good search engine.
Oh, God, no.
Right? Yeah. So he goes on to state, what used to be a flat internet will become hierarchical, where you'll have that internet bill looking just like your cable bill, and it breaks the foundation of what makes the internet work, all bits being equal. And so this is kind of scary because it could actually happen, and what makes that feeling worse is the planned merger between Comcast and Time Warner. People, call the FCC, ask them about net neutrality. Try to convince them that this is the wrong way to go. The internet's a utility, kind of like electricity. It is not a tiered package geared explicitly toward entertainment. Don't let the cable companies turn it into a tiered service offering where only the rich are going to get full access. Like, I don't want to pay for HBO on its own as an add-on. I mean, I do, because Game of Thrones is rad. But I don't want to have to.
But if you didn't have to, you wouldn't.
I damn sure don't want to pay to have the right to use Google or Yahoo or Facebook or Twitter or Reddit or IGN or Wikipedia or any other site or email provider or any other content that may be pushed into a premium-only tier of service. Seriously, call the FCC. Their phone number is at their website at fcc.gov. Send letters to your senators. Do something.
Like, hi, we're
worthy of yes. Thank you for that information, Degatus.
Seriously.
Hi, we're Comcast. We're not a monopoly. We're an oligopoly, and that makes it legal. So if you have a problem with it, you can oligobble our balls.
Oh, gosh.
Pretty much.
Of all the movement, like, now, I know we joked around talking about movements in the past. This is a movement we should actually, you know, do.
I'm
telling the listeners, like, this is important.
You know what?
Cats living with dogs, mass hysteria.
I need you to
dogs and cats living together.
To email me that part, I'm gonna actually try to bring this up at this week's Easy Talk Live as well. Because
Definitely gonna have to.
Yeah.
Or, you know, make the people aware of this stuff.
I will say that in Hollywood and have them come for me. Come for me, cable companies. Come for me. Bring it.
Why don't we go back to just, you know, more levity, entitled gamer bitching, and Cap, why don't we complain about
did we get a little too serious?
Yeah, I think we got a little too serious. Let me get back.
Do we actually handle real issues? Did we cross the line into real talk?
That's going to
put time. We do that. We do that sometimes.
That's going to conclude the old media style fear-mongering.
Yeah.
I'm all fearful now.
Guys, we may become like HBO package, you know, at some point. So.
Oh, hell no.
Put on the daddy pants for a minute and scared us all.
Hey, River.
Hang on, let me take them off and put them back on my head.
Okay, that's better. That's better.
At least wear underwear.
Anyway.
Oh, of course.
No, pitchforks and torches for everybody.
So, with that said, we're going to go ahead and start opening up the phone line. So, if you guys want to get a hold of us and, you know, conversate with some of what we just said, give us your thoughts. Is it
Express
serious?
Your fears.
Yeah, please do. Oh,
if
and
you guys
what I
said. Call in, the number that you can reach us is 914-338-1303. Or you could even reach us on Skype at GoodGameGuys1. That's the number one, folks.
We are number one.
Anyway, so
please do not contact us on the Mind Orb of Kel'Thas. It is currently in the shop for repairs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and subspace communications are currently down, Captain.
Uh-oh. So anyway, while we're waiting on you folks
doctor.
To try and call in to share your thoughts, basically, one of the things that I wanted to go off on about, dude, TKO, we just scared your sister.
Uh-oh.
Hey, guys, can I
She just messaged us right now on Skype saying, I'm scared.
You should be.
Real talk right there.
You should be scared.
Guys, one thing, too, before I become, like, Dark Souls 2 and lie to everyone, 8 days, I take it back. It has not been released yet. There are no release dates just yet, but at least keep your eyes peeled and open for it because it is going to be pretty sweet. So I just wanted to throw that out there.
I think it's pronounced DayZ.
DayZ? Machina?
Yeah.
DayZ?
Really? Yeah,
it's DayZ.
DayZ.
Because it's a capital Z.
That's true. Okay, fine. DayZ.
Anyway. So, okay. Kind of going off on what Dag brought up about, you know, the World of Darkness being canceled, I kind of feel deeply depressed now.
You know what? Hold on a second.
Because I was actually kind of looking forward to that. Like, I'm a huge fan of the mythos, the World of Darkness, and for anybody out there that doesn't know, it's essential to shorten it up. It is a modern fantasy horror.
The Whedonverse.
Well, it's
dating an angry black woman.
It includes the World of Darkness is basically the universe, and it includes such titles as Mage the Ascension, Werewolf, and Vampire the Masquerade, Hunter, etc., etc.
Nice.
So it's a
Buffy.
Lot of really like goth noir sort of Buffy stuff, yeah.
Huh. You know what, guys?
As an MMO, that would have been awesome.
Yes. On this side note, let's take this moment to go over our greatest disappointments. Those games that we were waiting for, that we were salivating over, that we were preparing to go out and buy a nice 4-carat diamond ring.
You know, yeah, because to be perfectly honest, if I'm going to be depressed out about this, I want you all to come down on the ship with me.
Well,
bastard, how dare you?
I know, seriously, right?
I got to feel bad. Y'all are feeling bad with me.
You know, you're sad about, you know, the World of Darkness MMO being canceled, and I understand that it's a cool property, and, you know, that we're all missing out, but why is the Secret World not an acceptable substitute? That's what I want to know.
I've always felt that was more Lovecraftian.
Like,
I mean,
don't get
me
wrong.
Yeah, the Secret World's kind of cool, but I always felt it was more a little bit kind of Lovecraftian and more
Lovecraftian.
Isn't it in the same general neighborhood, though?
I
it's
suppose,
not even in the same universe.
To be honest, though, I haven't really focused too much attention on it because it was originally a subscription-based game, and I'm sure World of Darkness would have been one, too. But World of Darkness I care a little more about.
Mm.
All right.
The World has its merits. As far as games that have been canceled that made me sad in the pants and other regions...
No, chest cavity. Sad in the chest cavity. Sadness in your chest.
I'm gonna harken back.
He wears
back.
His pants up to his shoulders, so that still counts.
Oh, you're right. You're right.
Wow. No, I wear them on my head. Herf derf.
Uh-oh. Pants on head.
Uh-oh.
So sad in the pants, he has a stroke whenever a game is canceled.
So he's a Balchinian.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
Dag, actually, tell us the games, Dag.
So, Dag, I'm sorry. So,
yeah,
hearkening back to the old days, back to another MMO that I was really, really looking forward to, Ultima Online 2.
Oh, good one.
That crushed my soul when that was canceled. And that's really the top of the list. So I guess I started with the big one. Else can go.
Well, you know what? I was really looking forward to Dark Millennium Online.
Mm.
But that one still has some hope of coming back, doesn't it?
Oh, it does. That was the 40K MMO that was then retooled into a single-player game and then completely canceled. And I've had somebody tell me, no, but they're still making a 40K MMO. It's a different game from a different company.
Yeah. Oh.
And so imagine, you know, massive raids where the dungeon isn't a dungeon. The dungeon is a titan.
Wait,
all right.
Really?
You're assaulting a titan.
So well, Shadows of Colossus MMO?
Yes.
Holy shit, that might be awesome.
That would No, not might be. That is awesome. Take the mic out of that.
It got canceled. And, you know, since we are on the topic of World of Darkness, Werewolf the Apocalypse, I was so looking forward to that as a kid. I wanted it so bad. Mm-hmm. Anybody remember Werewolf the Apocalypse?
Yeah, they were advertising that pretty hard way back in the day when video cards were still fledgling. Like, they included a hardware-based transform and lighting usage. It was one of the first titles that was going to do that.
TNL.
Yep.
Huh.
Huh.
Yeah, and like it was an Unreal 1 engine game, so you can understand how old this title was. And it was actually like really far in development. They had all the cutscenes finished, and it looked really cool because your character could go from human to werewolf to feral mode. I'm using just the general terms, not the obscure World of Darkness terms that most people wouldn't understand.
Real quick, I'm going to have to put you on pause real quick because it looks like we got ourselves a caller.
Ooh. All right, then.
All right, so let's go ahead and put him on the show right now.
Caller, you are on the air with the Good Game Guys. What's going on?
I heard the clarion call of 40K, and I had to respond.
Wait a sec. We got us a British guy here?
What?
British guys are awesome. You have yourself a British. No, Captain knows me. This is Luca, in case he's wondering.
Oh, okay.
Yes. The 40K MMO, like they've been saying, they've been showing – I'm just bringing up what he was talking about. From what I've seen, they're actually doing some fairly good stuff. If you're part of their newsletter, they just recently released something where they were talking about how most of the PvE will be against Tyranids, also known as the better version of – what was that Blizzard did? They ripped it off or something. Something like that. But anyway.
The Zerg.
All those things, right. And from what I've seen, it actually looks like they're coming along fairly well for that. As for the World of Darkness thing, perfectly honest, I was kind of interested in it, but to be fair, they kind of took the screws to the entire setting when they decided, hey, let's just reset everything.
Let's not start talking about the new World of Darkness, damn it. Okay? That doesn't exist. Okay.
Too soon, Krillin?
The new World of Darkness does not exist, okay?
It's just a gimmick and you know it. Okay. Moving on.
Anyway,
okay,
all right. Luca, thanks for calling in. We'll go ahead and talk to you another time since we have ourselves another caller.
Oh, wow. Two in one
all
night.
Right. I will talk to you later.
All right.
Goodbye.
See you later.
Thanks, Luca.
All right, and let's go ahead and get our other caller on. Caller, you're on the air.
Hello?
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, caller.
This is the ghost.
Hello. Oh, there they are.
We need ourselves a medium
you guys said that before I actually dialed in to talk to the host.
Oh.
Well.
Wait, hang on. I'm sorry, what? I think we confused him. Cinequi, is that you?
Yeah, you just confused me. No, if it's me, it's me. All right, hey guys, how you doing?
I want to complain about the things the hosts are talking about.
Well, when you call
in
on the phone, it asks you to press 1 to talk to the host. And I hadn't done that yet if you went to me.
Interesting.
But, talking about games that got canceled
pressed 1 yet. You're not allowed to talk to us.
No, I did. I did press 1.
I want to hear the beep. Where's the beep?
Beep.
Okay.
No,
we don't.
You know, games that got canceled that are really depressing that it happened. Mega Man Legends 3. One of the most painful cancels ever, especially the announcement they made about why.
Wasn't that just a backhand from Capcom when they're like, yeah, the demo is finished, but we're not going to give it to
you?
The fans didn't want it enough, is
along the lines of what they said. If I remember correctly, secondhand information, don't quote me until you look it up and check the interviews.
Well, no, of course. We didn't want that at all. What we wanted was Super Mega Ultra Street Fighter 4 5th Edition.
with Fat Mega Man.
Everyone loves that. I mean, obviously Mega Man is not a proper to be taken seriously anymore.
Of course
not. Is Capcom honestly trolling us at this point with every, like, little Mega Man nod and joke and tease that they do?
It certainly feels that way.
I really think they are. They have themselves a department of trolling, and, I mean, I think they're increasing the budget every year on that.
Obama's joke this year was
Mega Man related.
Exactly.
Alrighty, so yeah, like Mega Man Legends 3 right there. I remember that weren't they at a certain point, like, because they announced this during Comic-Con, they actually started like chasing away like people that were cosplaying as Mega Man characters.
What?
Yeah, I remember hearing something about
it. I remember hearing some drama, and, like, people are like, are you, like, you know, not even, you know, you don't run this show. You just have a booth here, and you're telling me what I can dress up like?
Oh, right. Hell no. No, no, see, no. Okay, wait. No. Me, I have two. The first one that wounded me is a recent wounding. The Command & Conquer game that got canceled.
Oh, yeah, I remember how badly you felt after that one.
I know, I was you know, dedicated, I was reading the news for them, I signed up for the Beta, Delta, Charlie, whatever, some coordinates that an artillery shell is going to rain down on, and all of a sudden, we canceled it! But
and then
now,
the other one they made into a MOGA.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, right now, I challenge anyone out there, either you fellow hosts, or anybody out there in video gamer land, to top this most crushing cancellation, probably in the history of all things that got canceled, besides the apocalypse. StarCraft Ghost.
Yeah.
The famous one, though I think I have a story that everyone can, if not relate to, can feel for. I remember years and years ago at E3, walking past the Blizzard booth. This was back when Blizzard was still at E3 and didn't decide to, you know, just do their own damn conventions. And they had a massive StarCraft Ghost booth. And one of the presenters is like, "Would you like to play?" And I'm like, you know what? I'll play it when it comes out.
Oh.
It was your fault.
Oh, my.
You're the reason.
Dude. What does that have to do with anything? No, God. And to this day, it hurts. It's like, I could have played it.
So, I got a question. So, what are you taking for the pain? Vicodin, what? Demerol, I mean, those balls got to hurt. I mean, a blizzard.
By the way,
boot?
Real quick, thanks for calling in, Cinequi. We'll talk to you again next week.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
Thanks, Cinequi.
A blizzard boot of that magnitude had to leave, like tread impressions on your balls. I mean, what was it, Vicodin, Demerol, vodka?
It's hillbilly moonshine combined with some weird form of fish paralyzer.
All right.
Okay.
That was a little graphic, yeah.
So, hey, what was that call-in
number again? That is my personal challenge to my fellow hosts and for anyone out there in video game land to come up with a more testicularly painful, or ovaries in your case, painful cancellation of an anticipated game.
You know, I think we may have another person that wants to jump on through Skype right now.
Okay. What?
Yeah, so I'm going to go ahead and try and add him.
Uh-oh.
You know, TKO, if you are putting a challenge of that magnitude out...
Yes!
And I can play dirty, I will play dirty.
No,
do it.
You and Stephanie got insider information about
stuff. You know, I will play dirty, and I will say...
Don't you do
the
it.
The original version of Aliens Colonial Marines.
Oh!
That's dirty. Anyway,
cheating.
Anyway, we have with us through Skype, actually, under the screen name of Darkbreed. Hey, Darkbreed, what's up?
Not much.
So, all right, tell us one of the games that you're kind of disappointed that got canceled.
You better bring it.
Well, you beat me to the punch.
Me?
The minute you said cancellations, that's the first thing that came to my mind. It's like, StarCraft Ghost.
Exactly.
Oh, look at that. You have a follow. Yeah.
I'm telling you.
I bought a GameCube for that thing.
Thank you, my brother. You can join the Give Nova Her Game Back organization.
Well, you know, Nova actually has a playable character in Heroes of the Storm, funny enough.
Right. Well, you know what? At the very least, they could have released the multiplayer because it was, you know, full single player and full multiplayer, and, like, the multiplayer was, like, straight up Battlefield.
Yeah. All the other thing, too. I just find this stupid. Now, we know StarCraft has a ridiculously obsessive following. I think, like, only a couple of things are higher than their following, like Scientology, Christianity, and Islam is higher than StarCraft's following. Especially in Korea. They could have released this game, and people would have just bought it because it was StarCraft, and they love the StarCraft lore and stuff. So that's like guaranteed money. How do you turn down guaranteed money?
Easy. You're Blizzard, and you're working on World of Warcraft.
Damn it.
Oh, he's got...
That is definitely the Trump argument.
No, hold up. If I'm Blizzard, that means I have enough money to hire me a special team just for the summer to finish the damn game and then fire them and give them an apology letter or whatever.
I don't like that. TKO, that's dirty.
I hope you never run a game company.
I will not. I'm just saying what Blizzard do. I'd be the most awesome boss ever. I'd be like, hey, what up? Hey, it's Tequila Friday. Get drunk and develop a game. That's Tequila Friday.
Is that how the hell that drug scene in Grand Theft Auto 5 came into be?
That's going to Grand Theft Auto 5. I'm still saying they canceled that PC version.
The unannounced PC version?
Yeah.
Oh,
well, you know, I'm holding out hope that a PC version gets announced at some point, because around this time is when Grand Theft Auto 4 was announced for PC.
Oh, yeah.
Huh.
Anyway, hey, thanks for calling in, Dark Breed. We'll see you again next week, hopefully.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe. Well, I don't know.
Fine. All right. You know,
later.
Friend of mine wanted me to toss out Fez 2.
Lol. Fez 2. I got nothing on that one.
No, Fez 2, we got a little girl tantrum cancellation of a game that everybody was interested in.
Whoa, what do you mean little girl? What are we talking here?
She's like, what's up?
You are not a little girl, you are a lady.
Now, that's a woman right there, that's woman.
Okay, fair enough, continue.
No, I that was by request, tossing out Fez 2, because, you know, Fez 1, you know, like or hate the creator, was a really good game, and Fez 2 was more of what people wanted, and, you know, the creator sprains his vagina or something and just straight up cancels the game on the spot.
What? What's even better was his April Fool's joke on Twitter saying that they were going to start working on it again.
Oh,
well, that just solidifies what a jackass the guy is.
What an ass!
Hey, if you keep talking smack on him, we may never see the Fez 2.
Oh, no. He might never uncancel the game.
I mean, that is the whole reason why Half-Life Episode 3 hasn't happened yet. Stop making Gabe Newell fat jokes.
Huh.
Wow. I don't think he cares. Except,
you know what?
Like, Brian,
I didn't
pile
hear
of my
any
own
of work. Us mention Gabe Newell except for you.
Okay. I don't know if it's this. I think it's this Kettle One vodka in my blood right now, but I'm getting another idea. So we're talking about the most devastating game cancellations we had. On it. Actually, wait. No. Sorry. You guys have to wait for next week because we're going to have to wrap this up.
Yeah.
Wait, I got one.
All right, go, Stephanie,
yeah,
go.
Yeah,
hey,
gotta wrap
this
it up.
Quick one has to do with Crash Bandicoot. I'm not sure if anyone grew up on this, but this platform game totally got me. I loved Crash Bandicoot. Crash Bandicoot Returns was canceled. Apparently, there was a fan base that created too high. Some like diehard fans kind of created Crash Bandicoot Returns in Crystal Wrath. I did not play it. However, the original one was definitely not continued. That's really sad. I hate that because I grew up on that and I would play that all the time. So, anyways, done.
You know, they're probably going to have to continue this next week anyway because if
I think
the,
they have to,
the audience are probably going to come in with their challenges and we're going to have to shoot them down or bow down in defeat.
Yeah. I mean, heck, we already had like three so far. That's a new record, right?
Well, right now, for guys, I want you guys over the weekends to think over this. Now, we talked about disappointing cancellations.
Guys and gals, by the way.
Guys and gals. My bad. My G's, okay? I want you all to think about the most disappointing sequels to games that you had to deal with.
Ooh.
For next week. That go for you two, audience. Think about what are the most...
Can
the
I just
games
say
you
mine?
Anticipated for the longest, and all of a sudden, now, when the game released, it was as painful as if it was canceled
on
you.
Hold up. Can I set the standards right now?
I'm trying to set the bar right now. You're
I'm
supposed to
no,
think
no.
about this
hold
over
up.
The week.
I already have the bar set right
all
now.
All right, fine. Go ahead.
Devil May Cry 2.
Ah! Oh!
Duke Nukem Forever. Bam!
No. Devil May Cry.
No. I'm sorry. DMC.
DMC?
Yeah, you got to call it that.
Thank you.
Quick
right,
arena.
Bring it your worst.
Anyway.
Cancellations and your worst games that actually got made for next week.
Anyway, so we better start wrapping this stuff up since we got about 5 minutes left, I think. So, any future plans we got going on real quick?
Well, maybe when I get home, me and you can, you know, put in some Payday 2 and rob some motherfuckers.
Yeah, I guess we could try inviting some people in.
Okay, I'm just saying.
We'll go ahead and try posting something up on Facebook, hopefully later on tonight.
We're going to do robbery Samuel L. Jackson style. Put the money in the bag. Say what one more time. Give me your wallet.
Anyway, so that's something that we'll try. We'll go ahead and set up for you guys. Just hang
Stephanie,
out with us.
You're on the drill.
I know that Buffalo Wild Wings is doing another event this Sunday.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
For League of Legends, I believe, right?
Yeah, I think they are doing that. So I know I'm going down there. TK, are you going to go down?
Yeah, I'll go there and help you. Not be bored.
Yeah, not
Wait,
be bored.
When is that? When is that?
This Sunday.
Oh, it's this Sunday?
Yeah. Over at the Buffalo Wild Wings at Lake Forest. If anybody that's local in California that's interested in hanging out, hey, look for us there. Dag, are you going to be able to make that? Or?
I'm probably going to be at work until the evening-ish. It really depends on how long it's going to last.
Oh, yeah.
Also,
I guess that's the point.
We might, coming up, I think in a month, be at the live tournament in L.A. for the StarCraft World Championships.
Maybe. We're going to definitely try and get that
we
one.
We might be able
out.
To get covered for that.
Strings there. That would be nice.
Yeah. Well, no, we talked to the Blizzard dude. He was the one that told us about it.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What the coverage is going to be.
The actual Korean cyborgs are going to be flown in, and they're going to be fighting.
Oh, my.
No, only a Korean cyborg can have, like, you know, 400 APMs. I'm just saying.
Hmm.
You're genetically engineered or cyborg or...
Dude, you seriously got to try and beat them.
That's an event to be at.
I'm sorry.
Dude, you know, honestly,
trying to beat a Korean in StarCraft is like someone trying to beat a black woman in booty shaking.
I'm just saying.
Wow.
Just gave you an 80s montage.
It's not going to happen.
I mean...
Really, an 80s montage is not going to be enough to get you...
Dude, the Tiger could not do it.
What about push it to the limit?
Ooh.
Push it to the limit. Guys, come on, come on. Push it to the limit!
Yeah? That Korean man.
Okay, do we got to try the best around?
No, here's what you just told me. You just told me you want me to take a shot, a whiskey drinking contest with an Irish mafia member.
See? You got the touch.
No, you didn't.
You got the power.
You did not just transform.
Yeah.
Okay. Wow.
Wow.
I'm going to...
this show is over.
He hit me right in my all sports.
Forever, Dick. Forever.
Is it over or has it just begun?
So we're going to set TK up with an 80s montage to try and beat some Koreans in StarCraft. With that said, folks, we're going to go ahead and head off here now. If you guys have anything you wanted to say and you didn't have the chance to say it on the air, best way you can do it, reach us on our Facebook page. Good Game Guys. Even the Twitter, Good King Guys, Good King Guys won. You know, number one fan.
Even better way to do it is to just come in next week and just talk to us.
since we've only got like one.
Wait, no,
one
let's
day.
Do this. Let's do this. The audience member who brings us, say, the best canceled game or game that was put out and sucked the most, and they have the best description, will win a free Havana watch.
That,
no,
yes,
that is good. I was thinking that, the person that comes up with the best canceled game gets a copy of the worst sequel.
No.
And they have to play it. It's mandatory.
If you can defeat the how many hosts we had, you will win a Havana watch.
You know what? We should seriously consider setting up some kind of a contest.
No, that's the contest. Bring it.
So you know what, hey folks, we're going to talk more on this, but you know what, we're going to have a contest.
If you want to bling, you better call in and sing.
I like my watch, so shoot.
You guys got watches?
I got one. I'm an easy way angel too, guys. I don't know if y'all realize that, but apparently, I'm not just...
He's cute and stuff, so, apparently.
So I guess that's the default winner right there.
Sorry about that.
Anyway, folks, we got to start wrapping this up. So like I said, if you want to reach us after the show, start talking to us on our Facebook page, check Good Game Guys, or even email us. Same address, goodgameguys1 at gmail.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, Good Game Guys.
Good game.
Good game.
Game.